ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
American police have raided universities across the United States, arresting hundreds of students and breaking up pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Students had set up encampments and occupied buildings, with university heads calling in police after weeks of building protests. Among the most dramatic showdowns was at Columbia University in New York. Mohamed Hamida is one of the protest organisers there. He's an undergraduate majoring in political science and history and a member of the student governing board, and he joins me live from New York. Mohamed, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You were there last night, your time. What did you witness on the campus?
Well, we were gathered, me and other students, my friends, as well as student press, as well as reporters from all across the country, from different outlets. We were in front of Hamilton Hall. We were alerted that the NYPD was going to sweep the campus. We were told to shelter in place and that if we didn't comply, we could face disciplinary action from the university. Regardless, hundreds of students were out to witness, to observe. We were all terrified of what might happen to our classmates, both on the West Lawn encampment that was started about a week and a half ago, as well as inside Hamilton Hall. And we saw the NYPD come in, go into Hamilton and arrest everyone inside. They pushed us, people who were trying to watch from a pretty good distance, into dorms. They locked us into John Jay Hall, about 100 people in the vestibule. People were screaming about wanting to get out, banging on the doors. The NYPD put their batons on the barricades so that they would stop us from getting out. And their response to us trying to get out was actually to cover the windows of the building so that we couldn't even see what was happening inside Hamilton to our peers that they were in the process of arresting.
And you texted us yesterday saying you were trapped in a dorm and that the NYPD had barricaded the doors with batons. Just talk to me about your own specific experience in that dorm.
Yeah. So while we were trying to watch kind of the events unfold at Hamilton Hall, we were pushed back. Reporters were being kind of snatched from around us and escorted off campus to enforce a press blackout. The NYPD waited until the sunset to move in so that no one could really see anything. That was our concern. We were trying to witness the events, witness what was happening to our friends. Once we were pushed inside, everybody was extremely crowded. The Department of Public Safety at Columbia was not letting us into the dorm itself, so we were just trapped in between public safety and the NYPD in a very small area, which is the vestibule of the building. Again, people were screaming, knocking on doors, trying to leave. I was terrified that someone might pass out inside. There were people who were talking about being claustrophobic, not having enough air. There was a medic who was trying to get to a student who was unconscious after being pushed down the stairs by the NYPD, and they wouldn't let the medic out to attend to that student. So I was frantically texting people, trying to see who was okay, who wasn't. There were many people who weren't inside the building and weren't at the encampment, and they were also arrested. They were also brutalized by the NYPD. So I would just describe myself last night when I texted you that as terrified. And you know, hopeful that nobody would be injured. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, I didn't really expect anything like caring for students whatsoever from the NYPD.
New York Mayor Eric Adams told a news conference that the more extreme protest actions in Columbia were likely guided by professional outside agitators. Has there been major input into this protest from outside the campus, outside university students?
What I do know, these protests began, especially since the encampment began about a week and a half ago. There have been off-campus community members organizing protests outside of the university gates. I've never heard of them being inside. I've never heard of university affiliates, or I've never seen them kind of engaged in actions. It was students speaking. I think the mayor is trying to push a certain narrative, and I think that he's trying to push it to justify the brutal treatment that the NYPD inflicted on Columbia students, Columbia faculty, as well as the student press yesterday, last night. And I think he knows, and I think President Manu Shafiq, the president of Colombia, knows that what happened last night is unforgivable. And I think she knows that it changed how students are going to deal with this administration for, decades. Colombia is not going to recover from this for a really long time. And their effort to frame it as outside agitators just shows that they have never actually cared about what students and faculty think. They know because we've passed referenda multiple times, petitions even from past years, but as also from like as recent as last week, showing that the overwhelming majority of students stand with the protesters and the demands for divestment. And I think, mayor's narrative is an effort to kind of paint all of this as just being led by outside agitators when it's very clear that the Colombia community stands in solidarity with the students who were protesting at the West Lawn as well as inside Hamilton.
So the protest continues?
Just a couple of hours ago, the faculty gathered outside of the gates of the university. As you might know, nobody is being allowed in right now, except a handful of students live on campus who live inside the gates. So obviously, community members are still enraged and are even more enraged by what happened yesterday. I think people aren't going to forget this.
Do you fear academic expulsion over your actions?
I think everybody who was around campus last night is scared of disciplinary action because the university has shown that just being a student, even if you had no relation to the protest whatsoever, could put you at risk of disciplinary action. So I don't know exactly what the threat is. I haven't done risk assessments on having been just trying to watch the events yesterday, having been inside John Jay Hall yesterday. I'm not sure if that puts me at risk of expulsion, but we'll see what happens.
Mohammed, thanks for joining us. Mohammed Hamida is one of the protest organisers and an undergraduate student at Columbia University, where we've seen some of these clashes. Of course, they've also been happening in other universities across the United States.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.